Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies of Pizza, South Philly, where big games are always better with crab fries. Online, chickiesofpizza.com, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. Elliott Shore Parks joins us every Friday at 3. It is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap. Elliott, how are you doing this fine summer-ish Friday?
Doing good. Excited to talk to you guys. Excited for a top 11 week next week. So excited to get this going.
Yeah, I was saying before, I do feel like, you know, I'm happy and I am thankful for every staff member that submits their top 11. But you, I feel like, will put more work than any other WIP staff member into your top 11.
Yeah, I mean, my life is basically one big lift. So this is right up my alley in terms of how I view things. So, yeah, I'm very ready.
So before we get to the top 11, you do the Go Birds podcast. More specifically, I want to talk to you about Go Birds Daily, which is the Go Birds. If you subscribe to Go Birds wherever you get your podcasts, you get an Eagles podcast every day from Elliott. Elliott, so there's not really any Eagles thing that will happen. I mean, maybe they sign somebody, but probably not. Between now and training camp, how do you keep Go Birds Daily going every single day without new information?
Because honestly, I just think about the Eagles all the time, so I feel like I always have something new to say about it. But also, there's just always Eagles news. Like, there just really is. Like you said, maybe they'll sign somebody. They'll probably be rumored to sign almost every big name free agent between now and then, so there's always something to talk about. And I do think they will make a move between now and camp. I really do. Like, they've now had OTAs and mandatory mini camp to look at the roster and to assess where they're at. And they have 13 draft picks and a ton of cap space. So I think, while obviously we all view these next 6 weeks as like a vacation for them, and to an extent it kind of is, it's really a chance to assess the roster entering, you know, like the season. So I think they will make a move between now and then. It's just a matter of who.
That's a little surprising to me. I would have thought that they would have seen a little more training camp first, and maybe we see it in August. But that's a little surprising to me that you think it'll happen before camp opens.
Well, so as much as I do think they'll probably give some positions. Obviously, like, I don't think they're going to trade for a safety, a cornerback, and a linebacker between now and camp. Like, they will take some into training camp. But Vic Fangio really, really values practice, and he values those players getting reps in training camp. So, like, Cooper DeJean took, you know, probably 2 more weeks to play last season than he would have for another coordinator, because Vic Fangio wanted to see Cooper out there practicing. So, while I get your point, I do think that there's a good chance that Vic will want whoever this player might be to get as many reps as he can in training camp, and that can only happen if you acquire that player prior to training camp.
That is a good point. I hadn't considered that. So yesterday was shocking in June that we had a day full of arguing about Jalen. I wanted to get your Jalen Hurts, rather. Just get take your temperature on the two specific ones, one in the midday show, one in the afternoon show. Midday show, one first. So midday show argument was, should we be able to bring up Jalen Hurts' supporting cast when debating how good he is compared to other quarterbacks? What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's dishonest to act like the cast around Jalen has nothing to do with his skill set. He probably is in the best situation any quarterback could be in the NFL. A great front office, a great roster, a great coaching staff. Like, it is absolutely part of why Jalen is successful. If Jalen was drafted by Cleveland or Jacksonville, there's almost no shot he would have the resume he has now. So, yeah, of course it is part of it. Now, the counter to that is a lot of the great quarterbacks are in great situations, right? I mean, a lot of them have pieces around them that make them better. But yes, Jalen is helped by the situation he's in.
And then the one on our show, as Jack lost his mind at the beginning of the show, was a late addition for our show topic, and that Jack was ready to explode, was that we have overrated the year that Jalen had last year. What are your thoughts on that one?
So I disagree with that. Now, I do understand what Jack is saying. Like, yes, there were parts of the season, you could argue, like long stretches, where Jalen didn't play that well. That can be true while also acknowledging that when it mattered most, he played the best he could. And you can laugh and ignore that, but that is the truth. So it was what he did last year overrated? Absolutely not. Like, he is not ranked in the top five of these lists because of a regular season. I would argue a lot of those quarterbacks aren't ranked in the top five because of regular season. They're ranked in the top five because of what they've done in the playoffs, and they win. And those are two things Jalen does. So, yes.
Lamar's not ranked as an elite quarterback,
right,
because of
Lamar
what he does
in the
playoffs. Okay.
All right. You're right.
Just wanted to point that out.
Right, but I guess
my can I point this out too real quick? I'm sorry, I couldn't let it go. But did you say Jalen had stretches where he didn't play well last year?
He said long stretches.
Long stretches. Did you say that?
I think, I think there were probably, I'm trying to think, the beginning of the season, the first 4 weeks of the season, he didn't play that
well. Oh, wow. Interesting.
See, but this is
we've had this argument. We've had this argument with you that the passing game could have been better last year and that he didn't have an elite year last year. Like, you literally have argued us, all three of us. You turned me against you.
Correct.
And I'm a Jalen guy, and you turned me against you.
Well, see, this is what's sad, Ike, is like Jack
what?
have bullied everybody into thinking just because there are stretches or parts of his game that aren't great, that other, like, the superlatives about him are not correct. He did have an outstanding year last year. The passing game was better than people give it credit for. That does not mean that there weren't stretches where they struggled. You can go through every single quarterback last year, and there are stretches where they struggled. So, yes, Jalen was not perfect for 20 games last year. That is absolutely true.
Okay.
He has to pass the ball better next year.
Okay, that's all. Go ahead. Finish.
No, I was going to say, but he is still, in my opinion, probably the best this franchise will ever get at quarterback. If you look at what he is right now, there is an extremely small chance there is ever a time where there is a quarterback.
Hold on. When you say
that is more accomplished than him.
Well, that's different than saying he's the best from a talent standpoint that they'll ever get at the quarterback position. If you want to say he'll be the most successful quarterback ever for the franchise at that position, okay, you almost just knocked him a little bit for having talent around him. That's part of the reason why he's having the success, and maybe some other quarterback's resume won't be that good because no other quarterback has had this much talent around him to play for the Eagles.
Yeah, but of course the talent around him matters. Like, of course it does.
I didn't say it didn't matter. I'm just saying when you say he's the best that the organization will ever have, that just – I mean, you're speaking from – I'm trying to be clear about what you're speaking from an individual standpoint, or do you mean from what he's going to accomplish as a quarterback? That's different.
I think there is definitely a world where they have a quarterback at quarterback that you could argue has more raw talent than Jalen. I don't think there.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all.
I don't think there will ever be a quarterback of this franchise that is Super Bowl MVP, like the face of the Jordan brand, 25 years old, drafted by the team. Like, I mean, seriously, look at the resume he has right now. I don't see how there is any debate on this guy being, like, probably the best they'll ever do at quarterback.
Well, listen, I don't want to argue over it because, quite frankly, it almost implies that we'll never have it as good as we have it right now. And
that's
I think the organization
true.
Is too – hold on, listen to me. Just like they found Jalen Hurts, they're good at finding talent and putting good teams together. It's 25 years of proof of it. It's 25 right. years of proof of it. And from an individual talent standpoint at that position, you can argue they found quarterbacks that were individually more talented than Jalen.
So – There is 25 years of proof of this being a winning franchise. There is not.
Okay, and finding good quarterbacks, and yes. finding very good quarterbacks.
But there is not a long stretch of them going to two Super Bowls in 3 years, winning like 80% of their games in the regular season.
I understand that, but that's not just a quarterback. That's a defense. That's an offensive line. That's having two of the top 10, 12 receivers in football. That's having the best running back in football. It's a lot there with the quarterback.
Pretty overwhelming.
All that matters, but none of it matters more than Jalen. Oh, none of it matters more than Jalen.
Oh.
Like, before Jalen got here, this team had won what? One playoff game in, like, 5 years? Two or three years, I guess, at that point. When they fired Doug, right, they had won four games that year. So it's not like Jalen took over a machine that was ready to go. Jalen's rookie year, he wasn't supposed to make the playoffs. They weren't supposed to make the playoffs. And he did, right?
So, and they were looking for a quarterback that offseason. They were looking for another quarterback that offseason. Okay.
They were. But they didn't
get
one.
Okay.
And now.
But they were looking for one, though.
They were, absolutely. And that's because Jalen had to improve. And Jalen did improve.
Okay.
But when you look at his resume and what he has, I would just be hard pressed to ever think there'll be a time where we're talking about a quarterback with a better resume for this team. I would be surprised because it's been.
I agree with you. There may never be a quarterback with a better resume for the Cowboys than Troy Aikman. Doesn't mean Tony Romo wasn't a better quarterback from a talented standpoint.
No, but it does.
Doesn't mean you can't argue. It doesn't mean it's the resumes, Elliot. I'm with you. But I'm just telling you what goes into the resume. You're making it seem like it's all Jalen. I'm saying a big part of his resume is because of what's around him and the success the team is having. He just had a 2,000-yard rusher. He just had a 2,000-yard rusher.
100%. But every single great player has great talent around him. There are very few players, frankly, other than like LeBron and Cleveland.
Elliot, we won one Super Bowl, Elliot. Elliot, we won one Super Bowl.
Yes, I agree.
With Jalen. We didn't win three with Jalen. Okay, so can we let him win multiple?
Well, if he wins
Super Bowls,
but again, I didn't say he's the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. We're talking about an Eagles franchise that had never even won a Super Bowl until 7 years ago.
Before Jalen?
Right. No, I'm saying until like
they had never won a Super Bowl before Jalen.
No.
Okay. So they had won a Super Bowl before Jalen. Okay. I thought he was the Messiah, and the organization stunk before he got here, and he came and saved everybody. I thought that's what you were saying.
Is this not the best 3-year stretch in franchise history?
From the team, not from a quarterback play standpoint.
I agree it's the whole team, but Jalen's the quarterback. He's the most important player on the team. So, of course, when we're
talking
about –
All right, we're chasing our –
Elliot.
I think we all understand.
Elliot, do the Eagles need Jalen more, or does Jalen need the Eagles more?
It's a good question.
It should be an easy answer for you.
Yeah, the Eagles need a quarterback, so I guess I would say the Eagles need Jalen. No, look, Jalen probably needs the Eagles. He is in a great place. Thank you.
That's all we want. You can make a point without going overboard with your point.
I don't think it's overboard. I don't think I'm being
overboard. You almost painted a picture like he saved the Eagles organization, and without him, we would be nothing.
I didn't say that. What I said was
you paint that picture, though.
Right, but that's not the... Well,
There'll never be another time. They'll never have another quarterback like Jalen Hurts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the great... Like, come on, man. Oh, my God.
The franchises...
I mean, people could have said, though... Oh, my God. Elliot, people could have said that Carson Wentz, the year that he had, was as good as a quarterback ever played for the Eagles. That fell apart. And they were able to find somebody within 3 years, or with it, while
yes.
he was there,
yes.
to replace him. So, like, if you're going to give Howie all the credit you give him for building what you can build, I would also say that if Howie decided he needed to go get a quarterback, you would probably have faith he could go get a quarterback.
Yeah, I think Howie could find a quarterback. I don't know if they could find another quarterback that goes to the Super Bowl twice in 3 years. I just don't. Like, maybe it will happen. I'm not saying it's impossible. But if you look at the history of the franchise, and even the past 25 years, it's not like they're pumping out great quarterbacks every single year. It's not like they're going to the Super Bowl all the time. Like, this is a new thing for them. So, of course...
Because that's a team! I mean, it takes a team to get to the Super Bowl!
But we'll... I mean, Elliot, in the 20 years before Jalen,
it takes a team to get
in the 20 years before Jalen, the Eagles had three quarterbacks that were second in MVP voting. Three. They had Donovan McNabb, Carson Wentz, Michael Vick. That's three in 20 years. That might be more than any franchise in the NFL.
So how many of them won a Super Bowl?
No. But you're being crazy.
No, I'm not being crazy. But what I'm pointing out
you are being crazy because you're mixing up two things. You're mixing up their ability to find a good quarterback and their team success. You're purposely doing it. You have to purposely be doing it.
I'm not. Doing is pointing out. What I'm really saying is this franchise does not have a rich history at quarterback. Like, they have had great quarterbacks, but they have a single Hall of Fame quarterback in franchise history. Like, let's not act like I'm saying this dude is going to, like, the Niners and is the best quarterback in franchise history.
God.
I'm saying what he's accomplished puts him at the top of the list at quarterback, and I would be surprised if they find a quarterback that ends with a better resume than Jalen.
But that is different than them having the best quarterback in Jalen. Like, you understand, like, his resume that you're giving him is the resume of the team.
No, I understand that, but that's what we do with quarterbacks. I'm not reinventing the wheel here. I'm not making some bold new point. All we ever do is point to a quarterback's resume win-loss percentage and talk about how great they are. That's all we do. This is exactly what I did with Carson. Me and Ike used to argue about this all the time. I would say they're not winning with Carson, and Ike would go, it's because they don't have enough talent around him, right? So this is not a new opinion of mine. I've always valued win-losses for a quarterback. So when I look at Jalen's win-loss, how would I feel any other way? Then, of course, they're going to have a hard time to ever find a quarterback with a better resume than him. I just don't think it's that strong of a statement. Like, look at what he's done. I'm not making these stats up. His resume is not like...
But the way you're saying here are the two different things. Here's what you could say and here's what you are saying.
Okay.
What you could say is, it's unlikely in the next 25 years that an Eagles quarterback will end up with the same resume that Jalen has. But what you're saying is it's unlikely the Eagles will find a quarterback with the same resume as Jalen. Those are two different things. Like, you could make the argument they've given Jalen the resume as much as he's gotten the resume. So maybe it's possible over the next 20 years they don't have another quarterback, or 25 years, another quarterback that goes to two Super Bowls in 3 years. But the way you're framing it is not that he is ending with the best resume. It's that he brought them the resume.
I just think the mental gymnastics you're doing right now to disprove the point is, like, crazy to me. All I'm saying is...
No, you guys, you're really doing Jalen.
I'm not doing any mental gymnastics. He has the best resume of any quarterback in franchise history. Sure. That is a stat,
we know,
right?
But that's obvious. That's obvious. Yes. Nobody's arguing that.
Well, it sounds like you guys are, because you're the one.
No. He just told you. He's arguing, and I was arguing the point that you said. Basically, it can't be done again.
You're saying they won't find a quarterback.
That's what you're saying.
That's different.
Correct. That's different.
Obviously, none of us know the answer to that. I'm saying I find it unlikely it will happen. I find it unlikely. And I also think, like, we're outside of the resume part. We do have to consider, like, everything else around him, right? Like, he was drafted by the team. He's young. He's the face of a huge brand. He was on the time list. Like he is checking all the boxes.
Like, we don't care about all that stuff. We're talking about the stuff that actually matters.
No one cares about it. It
really doesn't matter. It's nice for Jalen. It's something that he accomplishes. Who cares about Jalen being with the Jordan brand? What's that got to do with anything?
I care about it. Because no one cares about it until the city goes like...
Why do you care that he's with Jordan brand? Why do you care?
Because when I was growing up, like, I loved Madden athletes. I loved when Iverson shoes were some of the most sold around there. I loved when Iverson was on NBA 2K. Like, those were...
So you're happy he has a shoe brand? A shoe brand?
That, I think that... But that is...
That's not uncommon to have a shoe brand. I just thought you said... You keep saying the Jordan brand. Like it's like that matters because he's with Jordan. Okay. Well, Patrick Mahomes is with... Hold on. Patrick Mahomes is with Adidas. He's gone to 5 Super Bowls and won 3. My only point is that quarterbacks get shoe brands. Like, they get shoes. Like, it's what happens. They're in the most visible position. It's not surprising that he's on a winning team that a shoe company wants to associate with him. Like, it's great. It's Jordan brand. I was just wondering. I thought you were a big Jordan fan or something. I don't know. That's why I thought it meant as much to you. I don't care that he's with Jordan brand. I don't care.
Oh, great.
If he wore Adidas, would it matter?
I think that would be less cool, but also, like, I'm not saying he's the first quarterback to ever have a shoe brand. I'm saying who's the last Eagles quarterback to have one? Carson didn't have one. Bowles didn't have one. Bradford sure didn't have one. Vic did, but he wasn't
McNabb did.
Vic had one. He just didn't have one here.
But Vic had one.
I'm not doing this comparison with endorsements or all that nonsense, because that stuff doesn't really mean anything.
See, but here's why I think it does, though, right? I agree that if you just have endorsements and you don't have a great resume and you're a great player, it doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is, from a franchise standpoint of someone that represents the franchise, I think those things do matter. We talk a lot about athletes off the field. And, like, you know,
I'm just saying he's a great ambassador for the team. Nobody's arguing that. You mean to tell me they won't find another quarterback who could be a great ambassador?
No, I think they could find another quarterback that could be a great
ambassador.
I think it would be very, very hard to find another quarterback that's accomplished what Jalen has. That's the point I'm making. The total package, I would be surprised.
Winning the Super Bowl is basically what you're saying. Going to two Super Bowls out of 3 years is what you're – that's ultimately what you're saying.
Right. So do you guys want to know who's number one on my list? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, next week. I just want to know. I don't want to know your list now. I want to know if you have a wild card on the list. Because last year you had Kevin Sullivan on the list. Do you have a wild card?
So I almost
That's where you get challenged all the time.
Yeah. I almost put Quinn Sullivan, Kevin's older brother, because he did make his first appearance for the national team this year. But, no, I don't really think I have a wild card. I think I just have an accurate depiction 1 through 11 of who the top guys are.
And you've already said...
And this is the guy whose list that you put your faith into.
Well...
This guy has basically been making us... just driving us crazy for the last 15 minutes.
I just said he puts work into it. That's all I said, is that he tries hard, and that matters to me. That's why I appreciate Elliot.
I've edited a bunch of stuff. I put a lot of thought into it.
The only person that could turn someone on his side against him.
Yep.
Ike, special don't talent. Let them turn you, okay? What I'm saying is...
Well, we're not turning
they
you.
Are,
you are.
Turning me. It's you.
Push you down. We can appreciate what Jalen is without being some thirsty...
I do appreciate Jalen.
And what are all Spike and I do is tell the truth.
Yeah.
That is all truth that we telling. Do. Yeah.
I do appreciate Jalen, but you go over the top with it. I know why he did it, because we called him, we jammed him up with the passing game.
Yep.
That's why he did it, because we jammed him up with the passing game.
Have we watched different seasons over the last 3 years? They win all the time, won the Super Bowl. Like, it's not like I'm making
I agree.
Quarterback that's 9-7.
No, we were talking about the passing game, and it needed me to be to improve. You already admitted that. So you said that, and I just brought it up to you.
Elliot, they'll throw when they need to.
Yeah, they throw when they need to. We just wanted to point out that you came around to our side of the argument.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Elliot.
No, but I
we will have Elliot.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Just like with the offensive lineman and everything else, you eventually
come around to seeing.
I did. All right, Elliot, I don't want you to publicize your list until Tuesday at 3 when you're with us.
Not on that pot. Not on your Go Birds tomorrow.
Yeah, not on the morning show, not on the midday show.
Not with us on Tuesday. Not even on Blue Sky or Threads or TikTok or anything?
No, no.
Well, nobody's going to see it.
No, you can do it after it's on the radio. Yeah. No, okay. After it's on the radio.
All right,
get the Go Birds podcast.
We're going to have to give him Monday because he's not going to be able to last.
No, he's not. Yet. Is Ace Bailey on your top 11 list?
No, I got rid of him.
Oh, my bad.
I was going to fight with him again.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, he just let me do it.
The way he says it, and it drives me crazy, is that they won't find a quarterback with this resume. That's not, like.
He's kind of right.
No, he's not.
Why not?
It's not, you don't.
He's kind of right.
It's just that word.
Yeah.
He does it on purpose.
I just took it like he's saying they could never find another quarterback if Jalen. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah.
But they found Jalen. What do you mean they won't find another quarterback?
Yeah.
And he said all year that the passing game was actually good. And a million times. Million times. Million. All right. Coming up next. 215-592-9494. We'll get back into the time.
It's Friday.
Oh, by the way, every time we go into an Elliot call, I say to myself, 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Well, you're always like, well, we're going to do this after Elliot. I'm like, oh, Spike, sure.
Yeah, well,
today's the day. Yeah. Then we're going to get him off by 3:10.
Yep.
It's impossible.
Wow. I have 7 questions for Elliot. I got to 2.
Yep.
I got to, what are you going to do on your podcast? And then 1 question.
Do you think they're going to rename the Jordan brand the Hurts brand?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
They've already done
that. That really drove me crazy. Yeah. Like, what do you care about the Jordan brand?
He didn't bring up the Times 100 most influential.
No, he did.
He brought it up in the history
of the world?
Yeah, he did.
Most influential.
And then he brought up Iverson, who was not a Jordan brand.
No, he's a Reebok guy.
He's a Reebok guy. And that's his favorite athlete of all time. The coolest guy in the history of basketball was a Reebok guy.
Yes.
All right. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast is next. 215-592-9494. What should matter more in your top 11 list, the last year or the resume? We're Chickies and Peace in South Philly.
That is special talent.
He is. He's one of a kind.
That is
special. He's one of a kind. Yeah, every day I think to myself, I'll go back and forth. I'll go, man, what a good thing bringing Elliot here was. And then, man, what a horrible thing bringing Elliot here was. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies. Book your graduation party online at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.